Stoff Pod, episode 22, the home of Minitoons.
That's like Sly Stallone said in that movie there, Demolition Man, put me back in the fridge.
You know, Cool Daddy, one of the Stoff Pods that we've gotten the most comments about was the one on cars. So we're going to do another one with Minitoons, some of the hot cars of the 60s.
Speaking of listener comments, Stoff, I got a note here. It says, Dear Cool Daddy, don't you think it's about time you came clean?
Came clean.
Well, let me read it.
All right.
Why don't you just admit that it's only one of you doing the Stoff Pod, that you do both your voice and Stoff's? See, Stoff, a sharp-eared listener, he's figured it out.
We figured what out?
That we're the same person.
We are we? You know, if you disappeared off the face of the earth, I could still do this show.
No, you couldn't. Yes, I could. What, is that supposed to be me? Oh, yeah, it's supposed to be you. Doesn't sound anything like me. Sounds everything like you. All right, I give up. You do? Yep. How many people are here? Three. You, me, and the other me. This is freaking me out, Stoff.
All right, I'll stop. Let's do some cars.
Cars! Cars to the rescue! Cars! Come on, cars!
It's here, the newest of the new ones. So come and see the Camaro. It's got a price that's nice for everyone. So come and see the Camaro.
There's wide stance for great stability.
So come and try Chevrolet's Camaro.
For big car power with agility.
You've got to try Chevrolet's Camaro.
Command performance in a right now machine.
It's the newest thing to make the 67 seem. So come and see the Chevrolet Camaro. It's terrific, the Chevrolet way. And try the new Camaro at your Chevrolet dealers today.
Camaro, now.
Another hot car of the 60s, of course, was the Pontiac GTO.
What's GTO stand for?
Well, they explain it here in this commercial.
It happens every time. A guy goes out and gets a genuine Tiger, a Pontiac GTO, that is, and guess who suddenly loves cats? Frankly, Pontiac didn't intend GTO to stand for Girls Take Over, but it's something you Tiger owners have to guard against. Sure, ladies love to pop around to luncheons and go shopping in a GTO. And why wouldn't they? It's so comfortable and beautiful and easy handling. But he knows a Pontiac GTO is really built for threading curves on its redline tires, for slamming its first floor shifter into gear, and powering up hills with four barrel carburation and 335 horsepower. So if she insists on driving your GTO, tell her. If you want a Tiger, you have to take care of it. The GTO, one of the wide track Tigers from Pontiac.
You know, Stoff, if you ever decide to do another politically incorrect Stoff Pod, you just used one up.
Yeah, I guess I did, didn't I? But you know, Cool Daddy, no matter how hot your ride was back in the 60s, you had to keep it looking good.
It's turtle time.
The following is a hard shell commercial.
Super hard shell turtle ride.
When you see a shine on your car that's 25 feet deep, you can bet the turtle is at the bottom of it.
Super hard shell turtle wax.
Nothing outsells the turtle. Because nothing outshells the turtle.
Super hard shell turtle.
Super hard shell turtle wax.
The turtle is a fashion plate. Cloak it with detergent and water and watch it come out wearing beads.
Super hard shell turtle wax.
Liquid or pre-whipped paste. Catch the turtle's act. It's got the most brilliant finish you'll ever see.
Turn on your brush, it's super hard shell.
Very clever advertising copy in that, you know.
And a nice jingle, too.
Yep.
What was your favorite car in the 60s, Stoff?
Well, it's funny because it partly had to do with the marketing of it.
You are a weird dude, you know that?
Well, you know, I like the Roadrunner. I like the stripped-down muscle car with the meep-meep.
Just look what Plymouth's up to now.
Just look what Plymouth's up to now.
sports coupe, hard top. And look what Plymouth's up to now. A brand new convertible for 1969. Roadrunner with a special 383 4-barrel, twin hood scoops, dual exhaust trumpets, a 4-speed Hurst shifter, red streak wide boots, the Plymouth Roadrunner. It's a car. No one else comes close.
It's my down, down, low, down, Roadrunner bird.
Well, before we go, I have a special announcement for our Stoffpod fans. Coming soon, a spin-off from Stoffpod called The Whole Thing. And that'll be appearing, I believe, on a different podcast website. I'll let you know exactly what's happening.
We still got to do Stoffpod, ain't we?
Yes, we are. In fact, number 23 is coming soon.
Meet me.
Buckle up for safety. Buckle up. Buckle up for safety, always buckle up. Pull your seatbelt snug, give an extra tug. Buckle up for safety, buckle up.
Buckle up for safety, buckle up. Buckle up for safety, always buckle up.
The National Safety Council says, if you don't have seatbelts, get them. If you do have seatbelts, use them.